Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Thursday, April 23rd. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, Marta says Lennox Linton's Privy Council presentation was powerful. Anguilla opposition party wins a landslide victory. And U.S. admits hostages killed in raid. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Fresher foods? Bold flavors? More time. Get it all with appliances from Courts. Purchase any appliance $999 and over. You can be a weekly winner of $200 cash. Plus, purchase any Mabe appliance and win $11,000 in prizes of your choice. Shop with Courts Ready Finance and pay absolutely nothing for 60 days. So find the solutions for your kitchen and laundry only at Courts. Bringing value home.
Former government minister Atherton Mate says he was astounded by the eloquence, clarity, and command of Lennox Linton. Mate makes these comments as it relates to Mr. Linton's appearance before the Lower Lords of the United Kingdom Privy Council in London Wednesday in a defamation matter brought by chartered accountant Kieran Pinard-Bird. Mate says he considers Linton a brilliant person. He says because of the historic significance of this matter being the last matter that Dominica will see before the Privy Council as its final appellate court, he suggests that the University of the West Indies confer upon Lennox Linton as an honorary degree of Doctor of Laws.
I mean, I shouldn't be, but I was, you know, because, I mean, Lennox is absolutely a brilliant person. In fact, the University of the West Indies Law School should confer on him an honorary degree of Doctor of Laws just for that presentation. That's my view, you know. But again, because of the pettiness of the society and so on, they won't. But I cannot think of very many trained or lawyers who would have or could have presented the case as powerfully as he did.
The Dominica Electricity Services Limited, Domlec, will recognize a safety month throughout the entire month of May. The island's sole electricity company says safety has always been outlined as paramount to its operations, and they continue to implement programs to ensure safety of both its employees and consumers. Brandon Henry is Domlec's health and safety officer.
We try to ensure that we put programs in place to ensure that people, the workplace, is as safe and healthy for all people, not only our employees, but also the public. Because if the members of the public get injured by our operations, it is going to have some effect on us. So we also look at the safety of the public and always try to bring as much information to the public as possible, so therefore they can also create or gain that awareness and create a sense of protection and prevention so that even the members of the public don't get injured by Domlec operations.
Henry was speaking on the first of Domlec's monthly radio programs on Q95, airing on the third Thursday of every month from 8 to 8:30 a.m. He says during the month, efforts will be placed on sensitizing the public on the importance of safety within its operations. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he's happy that Dominica has been selected to host another cricket test match. The first test match of the Australian Tour of the West Indies will be played at the Windsor Park Stadium from June 5th to 9th, 2015, and many patrons here are already excited about the event. Dominica hosted its first international test cricket match in July of 2011, a move described as historic for the country. Skerritt says it's important for all stakeholders to get ready to ensure that all is in place for the visitors.
It's important for us to prepare ourselves, ensure that the pitch is of good standard, the stadium is properly cleaned, that the service we provide to the cricketers, to the media, is consistent with what we provided before, and always for Dominicans to come out in large numbers to support cricket, because it is through their participation that a case can be made for Dominica to continue to host. You know, so we look forward to this. So Australians coming. Australians are coming because it was just easy. You know, We had to negotiate for this for these matches. We had to address certain issues at the stadium. So it's an ongoing process. So we're very happy to this, and of course it can have a positive impact on the economy. To have a team there for 1 week at the hotels, consuming food, taxi operators, vendors, and the likes, you know. So, and the coverage you get for from Dominica.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says while not able to provide an update on the proposed upgraded lighting at the stadium, he can say that instructions have been given for procurement for those lights. The proposed lighting upgrade is geared at accommodating international night matches at the stadium.
I don't have the precise thing. All I know is that instructions have been given for the procurement of those lights to effect it. So I will have to ask the cricket, the stadium committee, especially the cricket association, on this, because instructions have been given to change this and to set us on a path where we can properly host night matches.
Environmentalist Atherton Mattes says the approved Climate Resilience Development Strategy, CRDS, for the Dominica addresses the issue of effectively reducing waste in the society. Mattes says the Climate Resilience Development Strategy document focuses in a big way on how the country's waste products can be rechallenged and recycled into productive income generating value-added enterprise. He says, however, there may not be sufficient action emanating from the approved.
Included in that is a component for reducing waste in the society and going more directly to re-channeling and hence recycling waste into productive, income-generating, value-added enterprises. That being the case, one could say, yes, there is now an official policy of the country that would seek to reduce waste, that would seek to encourage green investments. Green in this case meaning things that are environmentally sensitive and sustainable, while at the same time being responsive to the human development components of the country, job creation being one of them. So we can say yes, we can check that off. There is an official policy.
In more news, outgoing Chief Minister Hubert B. Hughes retired from active politics and saw his ruling party, the Anguilla United Movement, AUM, defeated at the polls. The AUM was not able to get even one seat out of the 7 elected seats in the Anguilla general elections held yesterday. The opposition Anguilla United Front, AUF, who lost power in 2010, returned in grand style and took 6 out of 7 seats. The other seat was won by an independent candidate. The Chief Minister-elect Victor F. Banks of the AUF will be sworn in as a Chief Minister later today, according to newsroom correspondent in the Valley. The defeated party AUM was headed by a medical practitioner, Dr. Ellis L. Webster. And the White House has said that a U.S. counterterrorism operation in January accidentally killed 2 hostages who were being held in Al-Qaeda. Warren Weinstein, an American, and Giovanni Loporto, an Italian, were killed in the raid in the border region of Afghanistan and Pakistan. President Barack Obama described it as a painful loss he profoundly regretted.
Not be afraid of what...
And that's this afternoon's Midday News package, but first a recap of our headlines. Mattes says Lennox Linton's Privy Council presentation was a powerful. Anguilla opposition party wins a landslide victory. And U.S. admits hostages are killed in raid. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. On behalf of the entire news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.